UK supermarket shelves empty out just 3 days before Christmas. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. At my local grocery store last night, all the fresh food shelves were bare, save for a few turnips and maybe a couple celery stalks. That's because on Sunday, France essentially put the brakes on goods trade with the UK after a new variant of the coronavirus was determined to be spreading rapidly across southeast England. Things like lettuce, zucchini, and citrus fruit are often flown in from around Europe and the world to France and then shipped to the port of Dover here in the UK. Last night, 945 delivery trucks were stacked up near the port, and BBC correspondents today say that number appears to be much higher. The good news is relief may be on the way. The French government said it'll announce measures today to allow trade to resume across the English Channel. The BBC's Kevin Conley has more on that.
The French approach overall will be critical. The vital economic artery between Dover and Calais is under its control, but it's the UK's gateway to other European markets too. Cooperation between governments is likely to involve pooling scientific expertise about the dangers of the new COVID variant and deciding on the sort of conditions that might be attached to the reopening of trade and travel. That's likely to focus on testing.
The BBC's Kevin Conley there. Well, those expected changes are soothing European markets today. The Stock 600 index is up 0.8%, recovering from its biggest one-day drop in 2 months yesterday. Key benchmarks in Paris, Frankfurt, and Milan are up in the 1% range. London's FTSE is mostly flat. And when it comes to fresh food supply, supermarket chains here in the UK have said there's enough to last through Christmas, but a deal is needed to ensure supplies last much beyond the weekend. The BBC's Nina Warhurst has more from a salad processing plant in the northwest of England.
Well, I wish you could smell it here. Beautiful red and yellow peppers. They've come from Spain via Dover, and they can then be distributed for the next week or so. At the moment, things are looking okay. When things start to get problematic is in the next 5 or 6 days. One of the criticisms from those in the fresh food supply chain is that there hasn't been clear guidance. All eyes on the Prime Minister last night, hoping for some clarity. Not much came. This is what the boss of Brian's Salad, John, told us earlier.
I was quite shocked, really. Right. Nobody in the fresh food industry would have got any confidence from the Prime Minister's speech yesterday. If there's any change in the next 24 hours, it'll be fine. But anything longer than that is going to cause us a problem.
Now, Nina, this trade stoppage is a big problem for the UK, isn't it? Because this country imports 45% of what it consumes. There's no real way around this.
Yeah, it is a real reminder that we are an island here. That Dover to Calais route sees about 10,000 trucks going through it every single day, and that's growing year on year. More widely, Grant Shapps, the Transport Secretary, saying 80% of all of our freight isn't handled by humans, and so we'll be completely unaffected by this. But that is not enough for people in business worrying about Calais, but also Victoria. This comes a few days before the end of the Brexit deadline.
That Brexit deadline coming up on the 31st of this month. The BBC's Nina Warhurst for us in the northwest of England. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem.
Sticking with concerns about food, this time not shortages, but waste in China. The nation's leader, Xi Jinping, recently launched a clean plate campaign, saying the impact of this year's COVID-19 pandemic sounded the alarm. Weeks of mass flooding across the country wiped out crops, contributing to higher food prices already elevated after the pandemic paralyzed the Chinese economy. The BBC's Ivana Davidovich explains how this campaign will play out in a country with a deep and complex relationship with food.
These are the sounds of someone slurping enormous amounts of noodles at breakneck speed. Imported from South Korea in recent years, mukbang videos, loosely translated as eating broadcast, have quickly become so popular in China that top hosts earn millions of yuan every year. But it may soon be last orders for the big eaters. It all started with a comment by President Xi Jinping, who described the amount of food waste in the country as shocking and distressing. Currently, there is no nationwide legislation compelling restaurants to limit the amount of food customers can order, although some local authorities have jumped on the announcement. Priscilla Yang is the co-founder of Brute Eatery, which has 5 outlets in Shanghai.
In order to minimize food waste, we recently launched a new menu called Xiajiucai, meaning bar food menu. To us, revenue, of course, is more important than food waste.
Fuchsia Dunlop is an expert on Chinese Sichuan food and culture and is the author of 6 cookbooks.
Historically, people didn't eat as much meat as they did in the West. Meat consumption is now rising. You know, in some ways, the Chinese want to and feel entitled to catch up with the consumption of the rest of the world. So why should they rein in their appetites when, for example, Americans are merrily eating lots of steak?
It is curious why Xi Jinping has decided to launch the Clean Plate campaign now, in the middle of the devastating global pandemic. James Palmer is a China expert from the Foreign Policy magazine.
Clean food system only accessible to party members and officials above a certain rank. Ordinary people face instead a food chain that has lots and lots of problems. And so there's all these sort of factors weighing into this Clean Plate campaign, a desire to portray the party as conscientious and clean living.
With lots of cultural and historic factors at play, strict legislation, if implemented, might create the biggest change. I'm the BBC's Ivana Davidovich for Marketplace.
Send us your best tips for cutting down on food waste, hashtag BBC Marketplace in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.